From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. According to the United Nations, some 800,000 flood victims in Pakistan are now reachable only by air. And the organization, as a result today, called for additional helicopters to help ferry relief supplies to those in need. The UN says at least 40 more heavy-lift helicopters are needed. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in southern Pakistan and describes the scene there.
This flood, as it has reached and stretched into the south of the country, has done here what it has done up north in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Devastated one village after the next, forcing people from their homes, destroying their homes, submerging entire villages. Roads are washed away. They're gone.
NPR's Julie McCarthy. The flooding in Pakistan has affected at least 17 million people. Officials say many of those are in the mountainous northwest, where roads and bridges have been swept away. Nine states and the District of Columbia will be sharing more than $3 billion in federal education grants. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the Department of Education today announced the second round winners of the Race to the Top competition.
18 states made the list of finalists for the valuable grants, which are supposed to reward the most aggressive education reform efforts. But only nine states won: Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Washington, D.C. Each state will get a portion of the $3.4 billion total, depending on size. Except for Hawaii, the choice totally cuts out Western states, such as California and Arizona, and Colorado passed major reforms to qualify, but also did not make the cut. The competition sparked controversy as teachers' unions objected to requirements that schools link teacher evaluations to student performance. Two states, Delaware and Tennessee, won in the first round earlier this year. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Even some of the lowest mortgage interest rates on record were not enough to overcome the end of a tax incentive for first-time home buyers. The real estate industry's main trade group, the National Association of Realtors, announced today sales of existing homes took their biggest tumble in 15 years last month, plunging 27%. Lawrence Yoon is the group's chief economist.
Now that stimulus medicine is taken away, we are seeing now the withdrawal symptoms, and the sales pace currently in July is the lowest since 1995, 15 years ago.
The group also revised its sales numbers for June lower. The number of existing homes on the market, meanwhile, is at a 12.5-month supply, suggesting prices may start moving down again. Another down day for Wall Street. All three of the major stock market indexes were dragged lower by the July home sales numbers and continued fears the economy is weakening. All three of the stock market indexes fell more than 1% today, the Dow dropping 133 points. The NASDAQ was down 35 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 15 points today. You're listening to NPR. Officials in China are now upping the death toll from a crash involving a passenger jet that overshot a runway in northeast China. Officials say at least 42 passengers died, with another 49 reported to have been rescued and taken to hospitals there. China's official news agency says the Henan Airlines plane had a total of 91 passengers and 7 crew members on board when it went down. Officials say the plane, a Brazilian-made jet, crashed as it was attempting to make a landing in heavy fog. Marine Corps' top officer says it will take a few years before Marines in southern Afghanistan can turn over security duties to Afghan forces. General James Conway, back from visiting the troops, says he was told by one of his officers, you can either lose fast or win slow. We get details from NPR's Tom Bowman.
General Conway's estimate of a few years goes beyond what other officials have said publicly. Just yesterday, the top American trainer in Afghanistan said it would take at least another year to train enough Afghan soldiers and police. But Conway told reporters the quality of Afghan forces varies widely and that the country's high illiteracy rate is among the biggest challenges to building Afghan soldiers and police. President Obama has said he wants to begin withdrawing American forces next July. Conway says he believes some American units somewhere in Afghanistan will be able to turn over responsibilities to the Afghans in 2011, but not in the volatile South, the homeland of the Taliban. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Number of states' attorneys general are calling on the popular online sales site Craigslist to remove its adult services section, saying the website cannot adequately block potential illegal ads there. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says he and colleagues in more than a dozen states have now sent a letter to the classified ad site. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.